that's the identity of his team offensively. You guys have struggled in the passing game at times, the running game.
You know, still trying to find it, trying to find exactly what we're going to do. But, you know, we'll get it together. Something that just takes time.
Is the bye coming at the perfect time for you, too? Because you've had, obviously, you didn't start on time this season, and now you're right in a groove, and all of a sudden you got to take a week off again. Would you rather just keep playing?
You know, it doesn't really matter. It's just part of the schedule. So kind of got to go with it, you know, get a little bit of rest and, you know, make sure you get your body right. So I'm not complaining.
Do you feel at all like you're completely caught up or close to caught up now from where whatever you missed from training camp?
To an extent. You know, I've got, you know, 3 games under my belt, but still it's no preseason. It's no, you know, training camp. So I'm still trying to, you know, make sure you get your football legs underneath you and stuff like that.
Odell, you come off this stretch where you lost your last two. You go into the bye week 3-4. You've got a big schedule, tough schedule ahead. How do you view where this football team is at?
You know, at 3-4, just keep continuing to get better. You know, making sure we all do our assignment. You know, I feel like a lot of games this year we beat ourselves. And, you know, that's things that, you know, great teams can't do. So we just got to eliminate the mistakes and, you know, keep playing football.
What was the coach's message to you guys, you know, as you go here on the break, and what's sort of the attitude of the team and from what you sense from guys?
Just make sure you get your body right, come back next week ready to work. You know, you're 3-4, it's a long season.
Do you feel you've made a quick contribution, but do you feel like the best is ahead for you in this second half?
Definitely. You know, there's things that I need to correct from yesterday's game. You know, and it's just little things that we all need to do better.
What's different for you? Like, you know, from game, you played your third game. What's different from maybe like your first, you know, your first game when you first got out there? Is anything slowing down for you? Is it just coming more naturally to you or anything of the sort?
It's still all fast, you know. It's the NFL and, you know, everything's moving fast. So I still have to catch myself from time to time, telling myself, you know, slow down, slow things down. And it's just things natural, you know, when you're young like that and you're coming out to a new level, to just trying to slow it down. It is a lot more difficult than, you know, it seems sometimes.
What happened on that play where the command man in the huddle? Have coach say something, look like he came out and said something to you. What was the message there?
You know, you got to know our formations. It was a whole team assignment. And we all messed up on it, you know, calling out the personnel and stuff. So I'll take the blame for it, but, you know, as a team, we all gotta communicate better.
You have young players at key positions, but in the second half of the season, will you not look at yourself as a rookie? I mean, the team needs you, I guess, to perform more like a veteran.
You know, they tell me each and every day, you know, it's you're a vet now. You need to, you know, carry yourself as one. You need to play as one. And, you know, the whole routine is one. So I'm trying my best to step up and do whatever I can to help this team.